This is Fel Farron. And I am driving home. We're living dangerously today because we are down to about an eighth on the battery. We're gonna find out if I can make it home. I think I can. I'm gonna try. If this doesn't work out, then we'll just record tomorrow. Okay, well, it's been a good week. This is the second official week of retirement. So I'm settling in. I'm starting to figure out timings. I still don't have everything. And interestingly enough, I am in a big push to make Mr. Potato Head at this point. And because of that, and I'm trying to get a bunch of stuff queued up because the printing is going to take so long. I finally got a decent timing on the big pieces, you know, the life size that'll cover my torso, Mr. Potato Head big pieces. I got enough of a timing on that that it looks like that's going to be about, it looks like that's going to be, I had a car pulling out and I wasn't sure they were going to turn there. It's going to be about 5 days of printing. But the really nice thing about these 3D printers is that you really don't have to pay attention to how much you're using on the spools in terms of the grams. You really don't have to pay much attention to the timing, because if it runs out of filament, it just signals you and says, hey, I ran out of filament. And you just go downstairs, you swap out the filament, you feed in the new filament, you say resume, and it just takes off where it left off. So it's really just, you know, as many times as you can swap it out to start the next piece, that's how long it's going to take. So like today, I did lose, what, five and a half hours today, because I started a build back to back to back. But the last time I started a build was like 5:30, and I was in the office today, and the build was going to take about 5 hours for this next little piece. And so it's been done since like 10:30 this morning, and it's 3 o'clock. So that's not so good. But this isn't until mid-August. Granted, I have pieces to put together and to glue, which doesn't take very much time at all. And I have holes to cut and some things like that. But the basic idea of it is, now it's just a matter of execution. You know, I just have to just keep printing. Because I think I'd run the calculations on how much filament I would need. I have all that filament sitting in my basement. So now it's really just a matter of churning out the pieces, putting them together in the order that the machine says to put them in. So there's this thing called Luban 3D, and you can just take any 3D model, blow it up as big as you want, and then Luban will just cut it up into pieces. You tell it how big your printer is, it cuts it up into pieces. Under some circumstances, it will put part numbers on it. I think my walls are thin enough that it couldn't figure out where to put part numbers, because I got one part number on one part, and the last multiple parts that I've printed, it hasn't had them. But if you're using PLA fiber, which is the most popular type of filament there is, in my case, I'm using PLA matte. And you get this stuff called Weld On 16, and it's really good glue for this. There is something called PLA glue as well that's slightly better because it has a slightly thicker consistency. However, it is also like $12 or $13 for a little tube, and I could get the Weld On 16 for $16 for a big tube. And in fact, the way this is going on, I may only need one tube for all the glue, for all the pieces. and the back plate has 18 pieces and the front plate has 20 pieces. So I just got to get all those printed out. But it's very cool. It's just very cool. The technology seems to be rock solid. The only trouble I had was yesterday. I was trying to send a file down and get it printed, and I just couldn't get it up and over the cloud. They were having some trouble in their cloud, but 15 minutes later, it was up, everything was fine, and, you know, we were off to the races. So, first thing I have to do when I get home is I have to take the piece out of the printer, because I forgot to do that once. That wasn't good, because the printer doesn't know. The little head that zips back and forth in there, it doesn't know there's something there, and it just went, bam, knocked it. That wasn't good. So it knocked the front plate that's just magnetically held on off, and then it immediately stopped. And it said, the front plate's ajar, make sure nothing got hurt. And I'm like, oh, rats. But I just went downstairs, put it back on. We were off to the races again. So, yay. But yeah, so that's going fine, and I've been gluing the pieces together, and for the most part, the seams are pretty good so far. I haven't glued that many pieces together, but for the most part, we're in good shape. I glued together Mr. Potato Head's hat, which is black, and there's some gaps in it. They may fill in with a little caulk and then just paint black over it, but it'll be fine. I am really in the need of a nap. I've had too many nights in a row here where it feels like I'm back in my old schedule, because I'm only getting 6 hours a night because I'm trying to front load and get all the pieces ready for the production line. But I think I have everything ready now. So I think it's going to be fine. I've also this week, I mentioned last week, been practicing for tomorrow, which is Marvin the Martian Day. And that's going to be fine. It's going to, you know, I've practiced enough that I know exactly what I need to do and how to get it out of the car and how to get it up where I need it to be and blah, 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 blah. So I think that's going to be fine. The only hitch in the get along at all is it's going to be sunny with a chance of rain tomorrow. So there's going to be sporadic rain clouds moving through. So I did buy some plastic drop cloths so I could drape over the stuff. And I bought myself a poncho. A couple of ponchos, actually. So I could put those on and get most of the costume dry. But I think it'll be fine. It's like a 35-40% chance of rain. So, you know, gonna be okay. So that's that. I had a interesting thing happen this week. I think it was this week. I think it was last Saturday night, in fact. I should tell you about the other thing as well. So I think I mentioned last week about the fact, or week before, that I had almost given up. And by the way, I don't have any notes today of anything special. I was tired last night when I was putting the stuff together. You know, there was some interesting things that I came across this last week, but it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So I think I had mentioned the older lady whose husband had died, who had made the original request that I do something for National Potato Day. So I actually had Mr. Potato's hand printed and an eyeball. So I took them with me on Friday, didn't see her, took them back with me on Saturday, and then saw her on Saturday. And showed her those. I said, here's the hand, here's the eyeball. And she said, oh, that'll be good. You know, she said, that'll be fun. And so, you know, she seemed to really enjoy seeing those things. So the plan now is to take pictures of my progress every week and then show her when I see her. You know, just to provide a little something, just a little something for a distraction. You know, something just a little different than being home alone and, you know, thinking about her husband dying. So that's kind of my goal, even if it's just once a week, but just to provide something. So writing's going good. This is the second week of the second writing sprint, and this week I hit on all cylinders. So I had my first 3,000 word day on Monday, and so that's good. Kind of break through that mental barrier of doing it on Monday as opposed to Sunday. And frankly, at the end of the first writing sprint, I was getting a little lazy because I knew I would have extra time. I did get to 80,000 words, which is where I want to be at the end of the first sprint. But under normal circumstances, I could have gotten to 90,000 words and I just didn't make it. I did maintain a reasonable gap. You know, my thing is, if I can't get to the goal, at least I want it to be a reasonable gap. And I did maintain that. And I thought, oh, it'll be fine. Sorry, I'm really tired. I thought, oh, well, it'll be fine when I hit the second writing sprint because I'll be retired by then. So I hit the second writing sprint. And last week in writing, it was a little bit of a struggle to get started again. I don't know who that is. They will leave a voice message. That's the coolest ringtone in the world, by the way. Maybe I'll explain that at some point. I probably have explained that on the podcast at some point. That's the coolest ringtone in the world. So that's all going fine. The writing is going fine. I'm on track. I think I know where I'm going. I think I know what the timing should be. I'm just getting ready to launch into the final push. I'm on chapter 19, so we'll drop into chapter 20 and start the final push for the big ta-da. Because there's like two different thematic lines that are going to run through the final half of the book. So it'll be fun. I am looking forward to getting home and going and laying out on the deck. I've been making a practice of that. That in the evenings, I just go out and lay back in the deck for just 15 minutes on a side. And I really have been enjoying that. That was Liz and Alan. I forget they have the dark green Tesla as well now. They bought a Tesla, intending it for Clara to use. So they get a real good deal on it. And we have new neighbors coming in. Our neighbor in the big beautiful house put it up for sale multiple weeks ago, and it sold for over $1 million. So, you know, that tells us something about what property values are out here. He has a very nice house. It's a little larger than our homes are, but Zillow is estimating up us somewhere in the $500,000 range now. So he sold his for $1 million, so I guess it's not that far off, but I gotta get some cookies tomorrow while I'm out and about, and we're gonna take cookies over to our new neighbors who are supposed to be moving in today. So keep an eye out for that. And it looks like there's cars over there. And so this will be interesting. Get a chance to, I guess it's a younger family from what we've been told. Don't have any mail yet. I forget. I'm coming home earlier now. What? One of the sad things that happened is my little buggy, my little preacher car, my Lincoln Continental. You know, it has the fancy uppy downy windows with the electronic windows. Of course, this was from 1998. So, you know, but the whole control module that all those switches are loaded into, that whole control module fell out down into the armrest. So I guess this weekend I'm gonna have to tear apart the door, and I can operate the window just by pushing, just by sticking my finger on the control panel and then wiggling my fingers inside there. It's not very convenient, but it can be done. So I'm in the process of doing that. Yeah, it looks like we have quite a few cars over there for our neighbors, so. You know, I might just wander over and say hello. I'm sorry, faded out there for a second because I was running through my mind, you know, what I should do in this situation, but I think I am going to wander over there and say hello just to be neighborly. Anyways, I am home. Lots of fascinating goings on in the world. It just, wow, it's so interesting. I will say as well, I've been dunking on AI not being able to answer my questions. And so I had another about my books and stuff for it to help me out. And I had another question that I was going to ask it the other day. And I realized that it was set to ChatGPT 4.5, which isn't great. It had a problem with hallucination and things. And so I went ahead and changed that to ChatGPT 403 mini. And that seemed to help a lot. And so maybe it's not so bad after all. We'll see. Anyways, I'm going to go over and say hello to our neighbors. Just wander over, see if they even see me coming. And we'll go from there. See you, bye.